For White Knoll Dual Enrollment English 102 HO8, this is Amber Michelle Brueger. Welcome to Episode 1, Weighted Worries. Does stress kill? For our conversation today, we will be jumping into some topics surrounding stress, burnout, failure, and how they have affected the human psyche. We will be looking at the 17th century works of Descartes, who explained complex concepts like methodic doubt, consciousness, and knowledge with interesting insight, and the research of many modern psychologists focused on the exact long-term effects what a universal experience make people recover from, no matter what stage of life they are at, throwing things off kilter and making people question what comes next. Before anything else, let's do a quick review on stress. Stress, in a biological context, is the state of tension, tiredness, and strain from being under pressure, external or internal. Internal stressors would be an illness or pain affecting the physical body or personal mental instability. External stressors are stressors found in the environment, being in an unsafe one or certain elements of the environment inducing stress. Stressors initiate the fight or flight response, which sets off a reaction involving bodily systems, such as nerves, digestion, and blood circulation. Everyone has a different, unique reaction to stress, but it has a similar effect on the human body, making you exhausted, irritable, and generally not feeling your best depending on the height of your stress level. To be under strain in this context is a universal experience. Every living, breathing human will experience it at some point in their life, some more than others. In order to limit stress's effects, you have to work with it and not get overwhelmed. Health psychologist Kelly McGonigal has researched these effects and come to this conclusion as well, using her work to help people limit their reaction to better their health. Here's a clip from her 2013 TED Talk, How to Make Stress Your Friend.
Relatively little stress. Anyone? Mm-hmm. How about a moderate amount of stress? Who's experienced a lot of stress? Yeah, me too. But that is not my confession. My confession is this. I am a health psychologist, and my mission is to help people be happier and healthier. But I fear that something I've been teaching for the last 10 years is doing more harm than good, and it has to do with stress. For years, I've been telling people stress makes you sick. It increases the risk of everything from the common cold to cardiovascular disease. Basically, I've turned stress into the enemy. But I have changed my mind about stress. And today, I want to change yours. Let me start with the study that made me rethink my whole approach to stress. This study tracked 30,000 adults in the United States for 8 years. And they started by asking people, how much stress have you experienced in the last year? They also asked, do you believe that stress is harmful for your health? And then they used public death records to find out who died. Okay, some bad news first. People who experienced a lot of stress in the previous year had a 43% increased risk of dying. But that was only true for the people who also believed that stress is harmful for your health. People who experienced a lot of stress but did not view stress as harmful were no more likely to die. In fact, they had the lowest risk of dying of anyone in the study, including people who had relatively little stress. Now, the researchers estimated that over the 8 years they were tracking deaths, 182,000 Americans died prematurely, not from stress, but from the belief that stress is bad for you. That is over 20,000 deaths a year. Now, if that estimate is correct, that would make believing stress is bad for you the 15th largest cause of death in the United States last year, killing more people than skin cancer, HIV, AIDS, and homicide.
McGonigal says that viewing stress more positively seems to encourage people to cope in ways that help them thrive. If people actually embrace the concept of stress, it can make them stronger, smarter, and happier. The human body has a natural response to stress for a reason, to keep us alive, but it is only meant for brief periods of time, like when you're suddenly in a dangerous situation. The previously mentioned bodily systems jump into overdrive, giving you a boost of hormones to keep you alive and fighting through the situation. It's in those environments that you learn other life lessons, like resilience. When the brain is constantly exposed to a toxic environment, such as always being around stressors, it will shut down to protect itself from that environment. The brain continues working, but its rate of growth slows right down, creating a vulnerability to anxiety, depression, and less resilience to stress. So in long-term stressful situations, the effects need to be limited. If not, stress could slowly make your life shorter. Stress affects everyone. Now I have for you an interview with two close associates of mine, fellow White Knoll dual enrollment students Tegan Sigafu and Logan Jones, both extremely responsible students who dealt with their fair share of stress as they near graduation in the next 2 months.
Stress, that's why depression rates are up as well. Mm-hmm.
And that's another point in my argument.
Yeah, I do think a lot more has been put in our play compared to back then, because just hearing how teachers, not adults, they don't have the same classes that we have now, and they'll be like, oh, I've only had to take this one class, and it's like, well, that just went up to 5, so.
Yeah, especially with, like, how technology has changed as well.
I do think it has stress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys want to talk about your personal experiences with stress, any? Like, just watching how it has affected you this past year?
Well, my hairline keeps on receding further back, and I also, I've started getting, like, weird, like, skin rashes, and the dermatologist said that it could partly be out of stress. Like, this year, never had that problem until I got to dual enrollment, which is college, you know. And then, like, just not having the will to do other fun things because I have to stay inside and do work, or...
Yeah, and you don't have the time to do fun things anyway because you're so focused.
It kind of, like, makes me feel, like, kind of existentialist. Like, I feel very, like, what's the point then if this is all my life? This is just kind of, like, working. And
yeah.
Then lots of mental breakdowns and crying, which makes me feel weak, so I don't like it, but...
And then what you were saying about not feeling like you're doing anything because you're just working, that ties into the unsureness of what comes next, because all you're doing is working. What comes after that?
Just more work is how
exactly.
I kind of feel. Yeah.
Exactly. And so...
Consciousness, such as consciousness of your stress level, introduced by Descartes, allows you to watch how the individual self physically and mentally responds to stress. These students have learned at a young age, as teenagers, how serious the effects of stress are on your mental and physical health. Tegan has described how stress has given her skin problems in the past year, and Logan's immune system has been getting weaker since working herself harder. These are the negative effects you most want to limit to extend your time and make things easier on yourself. Descartes introduced another idea, methodic doubt. Methodic doubt is what we know cannot be doubted, guaranteed beliefs, justified claims, and self-critique. Stress can make this methodic doubt more cloudy, harder to stay in a rational mindset and fight the insecurity that causes the pressure to getting overwhelmed and an individual doubting themselves. A conscious living being cannot doubt their existence. I think, therefore I am. This is another idea introduced by Descartes. As tested and lived through by many, humans can withstand an immense amount of stress. People go through war and serious trauma and still survive, albeit not without life-changing effects. While this stance is not inaccurate, it is illogical because each individual's breaking point is unique, as is their response to stress. In 2015, the American Psychologist Association reported overall stress levels increased slightly, with greater percentages of adults reporting extreme levels of stress than 2014. Overall, adults reported that stress has a negative impact on their mental and physical health. A sizable proportion do not feel they are doing enough to manage their stress. Women and younger generations have consistently dealt with more stress, holding an almost 2-point lead when studied compared to other Americans experience stress. More than anything, people battle the pressure by keeping themselves motivated, not losing the feeling of control over their life and learning to work with and expect change to happen. It is a difficult thing to be conscious of and think rationally about, but the best thing to limit the physical and mental response to stress is just to keep your mind open. People think they are not doing enough to help their stress, and it's because they are purposely not putting themselves in the best positions for them to relax and ease the everyday worries, rather choosing procrastination to get immediate but not lasting emotional release from the stress. To conclude, this has been Amber Michelle Brueger for Weighted Worries. Does stress kill? Thank you for sitting with me as we studied 17th century teachings of Descartes and modern mental health officials as it related to explaining and easing stress. To take from this, I challenge my listeners to actively work on easing their own tension level. it'll make you live longer. For more information, I welcome you to look more into the work of psychologists such as Kelly McGonigal and find individual ways to help the stress response. Thank you.
Like, just being a conscious person of your stress and stuff like that. Do you guys try to be conscious of it now and not try to burn yourself out as these 2 months keep getting closer?
I think we do because, no offense to other kids, but sometimes people procrastinate a lot. Mm-hmm. And that just adds unnecessary stress. And I understand some people have jobs and other people take care of. But I feel like there's some time in between. If they're able to get this other assignment done, they must have time to get this.
Or at least
done.
Try.
Yeah.
Or work with it.
People wait till the day before and it's like, Well, there's one reason for anxiety you have to take into account for is your own actions. So it's like being conscious of how you're handling your stress, how you're reacting to it, I think goes a long way in overcoming it.
Yeah, definitely. I think like no man is an island kind of idea is really good when it comes to managing it. I've had other classmates really help me with my stress.
You've got to have a support system.
Yeah, I definitely become more independent. It's also kind of like this whole idea, like I kind of see it as a joke, but see, like, death is intimate and stuff, because it's kind of like, you know what, it's just a little grade, and I try to make myself realize, is my stress and, like, breaking down and not enjoying life for months on end really worth the rest of my life, you know? It's not, like, compared to the rest of my life, it's really not that big of a deal, so I try to tell myself that, but I feel like they make it so that every little thing you do in school really is...
It's
so
like
important.
The SAT. It's like, yes. They make the SAT to be so big as though you're not going to get anywhere if you don't get this good grade. And then they want your money afterwards if you don't get this grade that they deem.
Because it's all college board.
Yeah, and it should be so much more than your single test on a single day. If they do look at your GPA and how you performed and what classes you've taken. So it's like, you know, maybe don't put so much emphasis on one thing. Like, it's the end all be all if you don't do this or you don't do good, you're going to die or something. Like, it's... It's exaggeration.
Yeah, especially because the more I get closer to becoming a full, like, adult and already having worked and all that stuff, you realize high school is very important, but there's some parts of it that are really, like, this is a part of your life for 4 years, and then it's not going to matter beyond then.